So guys, if you want to turn with me in your Bible, we're going to be in two separate books today. We're going to start off in 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to read the first 8 verses, and then we're going to jump over to Hebrews chapter 12 and read the first verse there. So actually, I preached this message about a month ago when we went to camp. So if the campers are here, they would have heard this one already. So, but I really enjoyed studying through this message and just learning about this. About Paul's testimony. This is really what it is. It's about the testimony of Paul's life, his kind of final commandments to us and to Timothy. So we're going to start off by praying, and then we're just going to jump right into it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for all that you do for us, God. We can't thank you enough for everything you've done and continue to do in our lives. God, we just ask you to take this time that we have together, just the short time that we have in the beginning of the week, to set aside a part of our time and our day for you to speak to us and speak through your word to us, God. God, I ask you that you proclaim your word through me. It's not me speaking, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking to the hearts, God. And God, just calm my nerves, keep me settled, and just help me to say what I need to say to proclaim your word boldly. And God, I ask you just to be with the rest of this service and help us to glorify you in all that we do. Pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So we're going to read the first 8 verses of chapter 4. We're going to start. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, enduring afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I now am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. See, this is a message that Paul is telling Timothy. He's like, my time's coming to an end. My time on this earth of being a preacher, of being a missionary, being an evangelist for God is coming to an end. So I'm no longer going to be able to proclaim the gospel to the churches. I'm now tasking you with that. I have finished my race. And that's what we're going to talk about today is running the race by faith. Paul is saying that he is finally finished. It's his time to go. But he's exhorting Timothy. He's telling him, he's teaching him that you need to keep going. It's your turn to take the baton. It's your turn to finish your course on this race. I've done what I can. Now it's your turn. And when we read that, we can take into account that it's our turn, guys. It's our turn as Christians to run. We're supposed to run this race and endure what the world is going to put on us, but through faith, we can endure that. So we're going to flip over to Hebrews chapter 12 and read the first verse there real quick. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I'm going to read verse 2 real quick too. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down the right hand of the throne of God. So the writer is telling us here that because Christ endured the cross for us, we can endure the race for him. It's our job to keep going. We got to keep pushing on and keep on keeping on. It's our turn to run. So the race of life is a grueling and extremely long marathon. It's not a sprint, guys. It's not our job to go as fast as we can, as hard as we can, and just get to the finish line. That's not the Christian life. That's not the race. The race is going to be a grueling marathon. And it's our job to keep going. When you're running a marathon, you're not just running to get to the finish line. You're trying to get to the finish line, but you're not trying to get there as fast as you can. You got to pace yourself. I mean, think of Landon. Landon runs all the time, right? Landon runs like 18 miles a day. It's just nuts. So if you're running at that long of a pace and how long you're running, you're not trying to get done as fast as you can. You're just really trying to get done. I mean, I don't run because I have asthma and just it doesn't go well. But I remember when I was in high school, I did run cross country my senior year. Well, I ran cross country. I was the manager for the team. So, but I would practice with the guys. I would practice with the team. And then I would run. I would try to keep up with them. I mean, I'd be like way far in the back because I was slow and like wheezing and pulling out my inhaler because I couldn't breathe. But that's beside the point. You're running in a marathon or you're running cross country, whatever you're running, long distance, you got to pace yourself. It's not about getting there as fast as you can. It's about pacing yourself to just endure it. And when you're running, that's what you got to do. That's what we got to do as Christians. When we're running, it's not about getting there fast. It's about getting there. So today I want to give you three simple points of how we can run the race by faith. So the first point I got, I think it's a pretty easy point to remember because it's just going to be on your mark, get set, run. So the first point I got is called, I named it on your mark. So with this point, when the race is getting ready to start, you hear on your mark. And that's when the people got to put their feet in the starting blocks. You're getting there, you're getting ready, you're getting pumped up. You're thinking, all right, we're about to run. You're kind of getting in the right mindset. But in Christian life, on your mark means you got to get saved. That's how it starts. You're not just going to start running the Christian life, running the Christian race, if you're not a Christian. That doesn't make any sense. You got to make sure you're on the mark. You got to be ready to get, you got to be saved, and you got to be ready to go when God tells us to go. Because God is the one who's firing the gun for our life. He's saying, all right, on your mark, you got to get saved. You got to be ready and willing to run the race. Not everybody's going to run the race, guys. Not everybody's saved. Not everybody's going to get saved. But it's our job to proclaim that. It's our job to try to get to. It's our job to try and get as many people as we can to get on their mark. It's our job to proclaim the gospel and to, throughout our race, tell others about Christ. Because that's part of our race. We must find the starting blocks of the race, which is salvation. That's our starting blocks. That's when you're getting down on the ground at the race, when you get in the starting blocks, if you're running track, you're getting down in position, getting your feet on the starting blocks, and you're getting ready for the person to say, get set, and then go. But before we can run the race, we got to first accept Christ. That's how we get on our mark. We got to accept Christ's call to every man to be saved. But also, when we get on our mark, once we're saved, we're waiting for God to tell us to go. So we need to be looking to God to signal that the race is about to start. Once we get saved, boom, it's started. So as we're approaching that salvation and talking and kind of discipling each other through salvation, we're getting ready. That person's getting ready to start the race. And it's our job as Christians who have already been saved to disciple them and to teach them and to guide them along the way. That's what God's put us here for. Is we're guiding, we're teaching others, but we're also guiding others to salvation in Christ. When we start the race, we got to look at it not as just a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to be extremely long and grueling and just, it's going to feel like it's dragging on, but it's not. Because we know after our race, that's when we get the reward. We know every Christian that runs the race gets the reward. And that's what we're pressing for. We're pressing for our reward in heaven. We're trying to make sure that we're supposed to do what God told us to do here. That way, our reward is in heaven waiting for us. It's not something we're going to get on earth. It's not something that we're going to get here. We're not doing it like the passage said earlier. We're not doing something to let people see it. We're here to do what we're supposed to do for God, and ultimately He's the one that sees it. It doesn't matter if anybody else sees it or not. If you're doing something to try and glorify God, He's ultimately going to see it. It doesn't matter if everybody else sees it. It doesn't matter if we have 1,000, if you get to preach to 1,000 people, or if you get to preach to 10 people. You still get to proclaim the word, and you need to take that and just ponder that. You need to make sure you're in the right mindset. When I preach, I always want to get away and kind of just get with God before I preach. That helps me to calm my nerves and to know, hey, this is what you need to say. This is what you shouldn't say. And that's part of my race, is when I come up here and I get to preach, that's part of the obstacles that is in my race. It's God saying, set this time apart to proclaim my word. So our first point was on your mark. Our second point is get set. When the runners are on the starting blocks and they hear get set, they know that they need to get up and ready. They've done all their training, they've prepared all that they can, and they're about to start running. So in a Christian life, the on your mark is getting saved. The get set is just starting, is getting everything ready for the next part, is for the running. Is getting your mind and spirit ready to run for God. And it's that's our job as Christians, is to get ready to run. Once we find the starting line and we get in place on the starting blocks, we must then prepare our bodies and our mind for the race. Now, preparation before the race happens before the race. Like, you're doing all your training and stuff before the race. But for the Christians, once you get on that mark, once you get saved, that's when it's going to start. So right after you get saved, that's when we start discipling. We start teaching. We start trying to help everybody get better in line with their relationship with Christ, right? That's what our D groups are for, because we want to guide people through their Christian walk. That's why we set a time aside on Thursday nights to study the Word, is to help people to better their relationship with Christ. They're reading their Word, they're studying, they're asking questions in the thing, in the D groups, to learn more about God. And that's part of getting set, is our job is to get set, is to disciple, is to teach those others who have just been saved what they need to know. So I found this illustration about a race. It was in 1983. It is called the Australian Ultra Marathon. It's about 590 miles long. Yeah, it's about 550 miles long. So in 1983, you got like 150 of the world's best athletes and runners that have registered for this race. And they're prepared. I mean, they're like chiseled and like ready to go. And the people are getting ready for the race, and they see this old 61-year-old man who doesn't have any teeth. He's a farmer. He's a sheep farmer. They see him walk up to the registration table, and they're like, are you okay? Are you lost? What's the matter? Do you need something? And he's like, no, I'm here to register for the race. I'm here to run. And so they're all like, what, really? You really want to run? How can you do that? We don't want you to hurt yourself. We want you to be okay. We don't want you to hurt yourself. But ultimately, they let him run. And so this is a nationally televised event. And so all of Australia is tuned into this. And they're like, you're really going to let this old man run? He's going to kill himself. What are you guys doing? But they get ready. They get ready for the race to start. Boom, the gun sounds. And the man just starts kind of shuffling. Because he's an old sheep farmer. He's kind of hunched over and he just kind of shuffles. He's not really running, but he's shuffling. His name was Cliff Young. He was a 61-year-old sheep farmer from Australia. So people are like, you can't be really thinking about doing this. Once the gun sounded and they told everybody to start, he just kept going. And, you know, it takes about, I think it says, what does it usually take, about 15 hours, or 5 days and 15 hours or more. I think it's about almost 6 days to complete the actual race, because you would run for a certain amount of time and you would sleep for some time. And then get up and run and then sleep. That's how you would finish the race. Nobody told him that. They didn't tell him that's how you were supposed to run. So they said 5 days, 15 hours, and 4 minutes later, he came shuffling across the finish line. He was 9 hours and 56 minutes faster than the runner behind him. Just because he just kept shuffling. He just kept going. And if you think about it, that's the Christian life. It's our job to just keep going. It doesn't matter what obstacles, doesn't matter how long the race is, doesn't matter what's going to be in our way. It's just our job to keep going and just to keep on pushing. It's not going to be easy. We know that the devil is going to attack us any way he can, but it's our job to just keep pushing, just keep going. I had to think of Finding Nemo. Remember Dory just says, just keep swimming, just keep swimming? That's what I think of when I think of that. It's our job to just keep going. And we keep going and keep going until God finally calls us home. That's our job. Keep running. Now, there's different aspects of the race. Different things are going to be in our way, different obstacles, different boundaries we're going to have to cross over, because Satan's going to throw everything he can at us, because that's his job. His job is to deter as many people as he can from Christ. But it's our job to just keep going. So the first point was on your mark. Second point was get set. Third point is run. We got to keep running, guys. We got to keep going. We can't slow down. Because the world, they're not on our side. The world's going to do everything they can to stop us, to keep us from doing what we're supposed to do. I mean, when COVID hit, what do you think happened? A bunch of churches shut down because the world told them they couldn't keep going. Those people weren't ready for something like that. No, I don't think anybody was ready for something like that. But it's our job to keep going, keep pushing, keep proclaiming the gospel like God has called us to do in order to run the race. The last and final step for our race is to just keep running. It doesn't matter how hard it is. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. But it's our job to keep running and keep going. Just as Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4, he fought the good fight and kept the faith. He ran the race of life through faith and through perseverance, because that's what God called him to do. And that's what he's telling Timothy here in this passage. He's exhorting Timothy. Hello there. He's exhorting Timothy to tell him, it's your turn to pick up the baton. You know, in a race, you always have that person, he's standing there waiting for the baton to get handed to him. And he grabs it and takes off. That's what Timothy's doing in this passage. Paul is running as fast and hard as he can, but it's his turn to hand the baton off to Timothy. And that's the race of the Christian life, especially of a preacher. If a preacher preaches for so long, he can't ultimately keep going forever. He's going to come to a point where he can't keep going. And it's his job to hand that baton to the next person and to keep going, keep the tradition, keep the momentum of that church going with another pastor. That's why I studied to be a pastor, because there's only a few of us. I think I graduated with 9 people, and I think only like 4 of them were guys, and only 3 of us were preachers. We just graduated this year. There was 3 of us that were studying to be a pastor. Out of a college of, I think we only have about 65, 70 people at the college. So the numbers just keep dwindling and just keep dwindling of people who are preparing to be a pastor, preparing to proclaim the gospel. But it's our job and it's pastors' jobs to pass that baton, to get the next person ready, to get them mentally and physically prepared to run their race. Because our races are going to be different, guys. My race is going to be different than Ernie's race and Tony's race and everybody else's race. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to have the same obstacles. You're not going to face the same temptations. But it's still the same race. We're still all running for that same prize. We're still pushing ahead and pressing on towards the mark of the high calling of God, right? We're pressing forward for God. So, everybody knew it was going to be a quick message today because I'm preaching, right? So I'm going to start with the conclusion. We're going to talk a little bit about why it's important. It's important to keep running because that's what we're called to do, right? Not only that, but if we don't run, nobody else is going to pick it up for us. Nobody else is going to carry that mantle for us if we're not running. It's not like we can be like, all right, I don't feel like running my race today. Somebody else can pick it up and run it for me. That's not how it works. It's our job to pick up ourselves every day and get ready to run. Because God told us that's what you need to do. You need to run. You got to keep going and keep pushing forward. So in closing, I want to ask you guys a few questions. If you haven't gotten in the starting blocks, what are you waiting for? Don't walk out of the church today without knowing that you're in that race, without knowing you're on your mark, you're getting ready to run. Don't leave here today without knowing that, because that's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life, is to accept Christ as your Savior. And if you are in the race, how's it going? Are you pushing forward? Are you enduring everything that you need to endure? Are you fighting off the attacks of the devil? Are you able to persevere in the Christian life? Are you able to press on in the Christian life without falling back? It's your job to keep going and don't look back. It's not our jobs to look, say, hey, this is what happened in the past. That's not what we're here for. We're not worried about what's happened in the past. What's in the past is in the past. We're pressing forward for the future. We're pressing forward to Christ. We're pressing forward for our reward in heaven. It's not going to be a smooth run. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be hilly. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be boundaries and obstacles and everything in our way. But it's our job to just keep pushing forward over those. No matter if it's a mountain or a valley, whatever's in our path as we're running this race, it's our job to keep going. No matter how rocky or bumpy the terrain is, it's our job to keep persevering for Christ. Guys, if Christ was able to endure the pain and suffering and all of the stuff he went through at Calvary, it's not hard for us to just keep running. Because guys, Christ did all of that for you and for me because he loves us and he wants us to keep running our race.